Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It is 8:10. We're going to top out at 88 today. Nice and sunny. Okay, so this Toddlers and Tiaras mom has been told by a judge she can't put her daughter in pageants while this case is going on. A court-appointed psychologist sided with the father on this, saying, I don't want my daughter in these pageants. He's trying to get custody. And if she won't... One thing, too, I got a text message from somebody that said, as someone who has twins but not custody, you don't get to say something every time. You wait for a lawyer to tell you when there's enough for a case. So...
I didn't see the part about the psychiatrist part on there, but is that his opinion, or is there something that is further backing up what he's saying? Like, is there something where the child is showing some sort of signs of having issues?
A court-appointed psychologist has sided with Maddie's father, condemning the Parton costume and recommending that the judge make Verse the sole, meaning the dad, the sole custodial parent.
Oh, because it's a costume. But does it say it? So that sounds like his opinion, though. Doesn't sound like he actually interviewed the child.
He's a psychologist.
Right. I'm saying, though,
his opinion matters.
Is there something wrong with the child? Is the child having psychological issues?
Well, they didn't get into quite that much detail in this story on ABC News, but I would assume there was an interview.
I mean, you could get
there was an examination.
You could still get another psychologist records. That was court appointed that said there was nothing wrong with it. I mean, it sounded that
the idea
to me was more opinion.
The whole idea of a court appointed psychologist is that it's appointed by the court, not the plaintiff or defendant, and that it's not biased.
I understand, but I don't think that they're always just biased. It could be their opinion.
It is their opinion. But the opinion matters. Just because something's an opinion doesn't make it wrong.
I know. I'm just saying, though, it could go either way on that one. But I don't think that a costume is a reason to give custody to a dad that doesn't have a very good background and that has had no say.
You're leaving it short, though. You just keep saying costume. It's just a costume. Sure, if it was just Halloween, no big deal.
But it was just a costume.
But it was a costume on national television.
So if it wouldn't have been televised, it would have been okay.
If it would have been Halloween, I wouldn't have liked it, but I wouldn't have cared, really. It wouldn't have been a huge deal. But when it's my little girl on national television wearing a fake boob Dolly Parton costume, yeah, I got big issues with that.
Okay.
And obviously the psychologist did as well.
I think it was just a costume.
I don't think it was just a costume.
I don't think that she was sexually exploited because of the costume.
Then what would you call it?
Maybe exploited, but I just think it was a costume.
Alyssa's on the phone. How are you, Alyssa?
Good.
So
I'm commenting on the little girl pageant thing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, the costumes. Whether they're a costume or not, you should be a little bit more classy about it, not so trashy. What are we teaching these little girls? It's okay when they're 21 to get up on a bar and dance around like that, but not, I don't know. I just think we're instilling the wrong message into these little girls' brains.
And... as far as TLC is concerned, from a business perspective, it's a dead on show to do.
Oh yeah,
because you're gonna get the trashy moms who think this is the coolest thing in the world.
Exactly.
To watch the show, and you'll be able to sell advertising on it. But
exactly. I don't get why the choice of Dolly Parton was like. Let's say it was country superstars happened to be maybe their theme for or something. Maybe that's what was it. Then, I mean, pick somebody that's got some moral high ground, and actually Dolly
is a pretty morally high ground person.
So honestly, she just has big boobs. Other than that, I mean, I don't really think that she's an issue as far as that goes.
No, and no one's saying that is the issue. It's putting fake boobs on a 6-year old. That's the issue.
But it is just a costume.
It is a costume, but
what is it teaching the kid?
A little classy about it.
What it's teaching that she's just wearing a costume. I don't think that the kid is going to take anything like, I want to have humongous jugs when I get bigger. I think it's just the kid wearing a costume.
I think I think the beauty pageants in and of themselves are a bad idea just because it's putting too much emphasis on the outside appearance.
It is.
And for a little tiny, incredibly impressionable kid.
Yeah, they're looking for intelligence and somebody to represent our country in these Miss USA pageants and things like that. They're looking for a classy woman who's intelligent, not only beautiful. So why are we focusing on bigger breasts and things like that? It's not sending the right message.
And half of them aren't terribly bright either.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A couple more texts here. Let's see here. So I got a question from a texter. Mel, would you allow your daughters to wear that on TV?
The Dolly Parton costume?
With the fake boobs and the butt implant?
It's not what I would probably choose for them to wear.
Would you let them wear it?
If it was for a costume, yes.
Okay.
It's just
here.
A costume.
This person, Stacy, judge or psychologist won't talk to a 6-year-old because they are too young. Also with this costume thing, look at all the costumes they wear. I mean, I think the whole thing is bordering on exploitation. I don't get the point.
I'm not disagreeing with exploitation. I'm just saying that I don't think it's sexually exploitation. And
is it not sexually exploitive to put fake boobs on a little girl
Dolly
and put her on national
TV? If you're using Dolly Parton is a good role model. She just happens to have big boobs.
Well, she doesn't happen to. You think they're real?
No, but I'm just saying she has big boobs. She happens
she
to have big
happen
boobs.
She doesn't happen to have them.
Well, she does happen to have big boobs, but she still is a good role model. Have you seen some of the movies she's been in lately? She still is a very good role model.
And
she's
she sends my daughter a book every month.
I love Dolly Parton. I have no issues with Dolly Parton.
No.
I don't think it was
and
sent.
And Dolly isn't the issue. It's the issue of putting fake boobs
she
on a 6-year-old.
She was meant to look like her.
Okay, we got to get a break in. I'm going to go smash my head against the wall.
Okay, have fun.
And we'll be back. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 825 up to 88 today. It is 58 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My I hate you face must look very similar to my tell me more face. I'll have to work on that.
Got a text here about this toddler's in tears, mom getting an injunction basically to keep her from putting her daughter in pageants while a custody battle plays out. I got a text here that says, teaching the child between right and wrong is the point. If that's all he has is a Dolly Parton outfit, or she, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Come on, half the children in America don't get any attention from one or both parents. Teach her that this is acting, not real life. Did anyone ask her if she has fun in these pageants? That's the thing. I mean,
she does say that she likes to do them. She wants to do them every weekend. So it is fun for her.
But remember, you're not just raising a child. You're also training a child.
True.
She's been trained to love to do them.
But it's a costume.
Yeah, it's a costume. It's just a costume.
I mean, it's like dressing up for Halloween.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Completely the same thing.
So you
with
think,
millions more people watching?
Well, it is televised here, but it's still a costume.
When you boil it down, what is the point?
It is. I mean, it's supposed to be reality
TV.
What
is the point of the pageant?
To build self-esteem. To win stuff. To compete. I mean, there's several reasons.
But who's the one getting the self-esteem and the stuff?
The child.
No, the mom. That's the problem.
You think the mom is getting the self-esteem?
I think it's a bigger deal for the mom than it is for the kids.
Maybe.
That's
I don't know. I've never been a pageant mom, so I can't tell
issue.
You.
Carolyn's on the phone. How are you, Carolyn?
Hi, very good. I wanted to call in about this pageant thing.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter was in pageants when she was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I have experience. I have the crowns. I have the trophies and the whole deal.
Did you dress her like a prostitute?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that was super funny about it is we did one pageant. We did it the like start at the mall thing just for like a cute kid thing, and then they get you into this by saying, oh, well, then go to the next one. It's free to go to the next one. Just have to pay for your extra events, which is where the costumes come in. And my daughter did it all natural. We didn't make her up, and she actually won the thing to the chagrin of many of the pageant moms that were there. It was really quite hilarious. But with this Tali's and Tierra thing, do you ever really listen to what those girls are saying during their interviews?
I've never I can't stomach it to watch it. I'm just reading a news story here.
Oh my goodness. Because some of them, it really like, I would say that a psychologist would say that it is hurting them because a lot of them, it's like they don't want to do it. The things that their mothers say to them during some of the shows, it borders child abuse. It really, really does. And, you know, they're still crying. They don't want to go up and do it. But mom's like, you know, if you don't do it, then you don't get this. Or if you do it, we will get buy you stuff. You know, and
yeah.
So, I mean, I think you need to take it with a grain of salt that this man is now coming forward. Because haven't you ever seen something like even seen a video of yourself or being on the radio? Have you not heard yourself later in the day going, wow, did I really say that? Did
it? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really see what it looks like when it's on television. You're like, oh, my God, we can't do this to my kid.
Yeah.
And I'm also divorced. So, Mel, maybe you're like, I don't want my kids with my ex-husband either. Like, you know, I want them with me. They should be with me.
Right.
Maybe it's harder to see because you don't want to take the dad's side.
That's true. But I just think that the dad has been in favor of this the whole time. And now all of a sudden he has an issue. And,
right.
Only because it's televised.
That's exactly why I have an issue with it.
But he didn't have a problem when she was doing it before when it wasn't televised. He wants the fame.
He didn't put fake boobs on her.
Yeah. I think that
I can't even believe that the people at the pageant let her get on.
I know. That is ridiculous. Yeah,
and
that makes me want to vomit.
Other costumes, seriously. Even some of their other, you know, costumes that are the dresses and the little things they wear for like dances and stuff like that are way, way, way too revealing. I mean, I think there's a way to do the pageants that's tasteful and can still even be the, you know, glammed up all the hair and makeup and all that stuff.
I agree.
But let's be appropriate.
I don't have a problem with hair and makeup. I have a problem with
I do think that there
skimpy outfits.
I do completely agree with that. I think that there should be some sort of rule stating the type of outfits, no belly showing,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Carolyn.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
I really do believe that there should be some stricter rules regarding their costumes.
Yeah, because by going and doing these pageants and things, it leads to really well. I mean, listen to this well-adjusted kid.
Is that Honey Boo Boo?
I'm 6 and I'm a beauty queen. I want to win the biggest trophy with a lot of money.
Yeah. That's well-adjusted right there.
I'm not going to argue regarding that Honey Boo Boo.
Dress her up like Pam Anderson in Baywatch.
Well-adjusted.
It's just a costume. what's coming up in the dirt?
Kelly Ripa's new permanent co-host has been chosen. I'll tell you about it coming up in the dirt.
That is next. It's 8:31, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 852 up to 88 today. It is 61 right now. So, apparently, if you're a casino and you do something stupid to cost yourself a lot of money, that gives you the right to sue.
Sue who?
Everybody.
What?
Back on April 14th, gamblers at the Golden Nugget Casino in Atlantic City noticed the same sequence of cards kept coming out over and over in a mini baccarat table.
Okay.
Over 41 identical hands. They won a total of $1.5 million. Turns out the card manufacturer didn't pre-shuffle the cards and the casino didn't check. Now the casino is suing the winners to withhold their earnings.
How can they do that?
It's their fault. The thing is, the rule in lawsuits, though, is name everybody and get whatever you can from whoever they give you to you from. Now, the card manufacturer?
Kind of.
Maybe. That's the only reasonable one in this.
Because if I don't know the rules on that, but if they have to.
Or if it's in the contract that they're pre-shuffled.
Right. Then I can see it.
But what casino doesn't shuffle cards the minute they come out of a box?
Why wouldn't you check them?
I mean, I don't even know how to play Baccarat. I don't even know what the game is or the
point
of it.
I have no idea how to play it. I've never played that one before.
I honestly didn't even know it was a card game.
I didn't either. I thought it was something like roulette.
Yeah, I know. So did I.
Numbers. I don't know.
Anyway. But yeah. So
I've never played that one before, as I have no clue.
They're suing the winners, which, hey.
I don't think that's.
I know card counting is technically. You know, you're not supposed to. If you can pull it off without getting busted, I suppose you can, but.
But in that scenario.
But they usually just ask you to leave.
Yeah.
Because you're doing too well. Yeah.
That won't last. There's no way.
No.
No way. Weird.
Yeah, that's kind of like the police department suing the manufacturer of a radar gun because no one's speeding.
Yeah.
Basically. This must be broken because nobody's speeding.
Like, the employees could get in trouble for not checking to make sure that they were shuffled.
Why wouldn't they shuffle the cards?
I don't know.
Most places have an auto shuffler anyway. Yeah.
Well, and like anytime you play blackjack and stuff like that, you watch them shuffle it in front of you.
Or you watch the machine shuffle it for them. One or the other. I hate machine shuffled cards.
I know. I'd rather somebody just shuffle.
I think they're rigged. I feel like they're rigged to.
I don't think that
never give you a hand.
That's possible to rig them.
The machine?
Yeah.
It's a computer. It
just moves the cards. There's no way that it could rig it.
Do you know how to? Do you know exactly the inner workings of a card shuffling machine?
Yeah. It just has this little wheel thing that just spits out the cards. There's no way that they could make it so it would like read the card and know to put the ace
They have the little telltale thing when you play blackjack. Is that a blackjack?
They have a little thing to read to look and see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they do.
Really? You think it's going that fast?
I'm saying is I prefer hand shuffled decks.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be more well rounded than the machine shuffled.
Okay.
In other words, I always lose on a machine shuffled deck, and I do better when they're hand shuffled. That's all I'm saying. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:16. We're going to top out at 88 today. Very, very, very nice little day. The weekend did kind of feel a little fallish, though. It's coming.
Soon.
School started.
Whenever school starts, it always feels like fall to me.
Yep.
Just from growing up.
Real sign of fall is football starting.
Definitely. Well, there is football was on.
Well, that's preseason NFL, but like high school football starts this Friday. The games do anyway.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we got our first one. I haven't submitted my online test yet, and I still got to watch my videos.
Uh-oh.
But.
Chop, chop.
I know. I was late paying my money, but they still haven't sent me my books. I don't have the new rule books yet, so I guess I'll just go by last year's rules.
Okay.
Maroon 5 has done something really cool. We just played their new one more night. They donated a signed guitar along with two meet and greet opportunities, one with Adam Levine on the set of The Voice.
Ooh.
And the other with the full band, including four concert tickets to a charity auction to raise money for a sick little 2-year-old. Her name is Zoe Feldman. She turns 3 this month. She was diagnosed with sarcoma botryoides.
Okay.
It's a form of muscle cancer.
Oh.
And she's got to go undergo chemotherapy to treat it. CharityBuzz.com if you want to bid on it. Let's see. I don't know if it's ended yet. Ooh, I might have just said that something that's old news.
Oh.
It's still a cool story, even if the auction ended.
It is cool.
No, the auction is still...
Okay.
It closes today.
Oh. Well, you better get on
it
now.
So I got it just in time. It closes today at 3:40 Eastern, so 2:40 this afternoon. So there you go.
It'd be super duper cool to meet Adam Levine.
Now, I understand that we have some... hold on.
Wait for it.
Oh, wait. It'll sound dumb if I do it that way.
Okay.
I got to do it this way. Okay, we have breaking news.
Cow on the road at 252nd Street and 464th Avenue, County Highway 149, between Colton.
South Dakota.
Between Colton and Hartford.
There's right. South Dakota. That's right. I was supposed to do it.
Yes, cow on the road. Also, in related news, raccoon found in a trap on Woodland Hills Road near Paisley Park.
South Dakota.
So there's a trap out at Paisley Park?
I guess
is
so.
Is it Paisley or Pasley?
Pasley? Paisley? I don't know. Pasley? P-A-S-L-E-Y?
Oh, it's Paisley Park, yeah.
Okay. I know, I've never been there. Yeah. That's all from Argus 911. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
It literally was 2 tweets in a row, like 2 minutes apart from each other.
That's pretty awesome.
Was the raccoon and the cow.
I'm glad we know that now.
This stuff only could happen here, really.
Yeah. Well, there's other, farming, places that
probably,
it happens. But
yes.
It's the thing that keeps me grounded. I love living near where I grew up.
Mm-hmm, me
near
too.
Near the small farm town I grew up in.
I love it.
Because then I get to hear stories about cows in the middle of the road.
I hope they get the cow off the road.
You know, that's the only reason we need to do traffic reports.
It's for cows.
It's for cows.
And pigs.
And blizzards.
And blizzards. Oh, my.
And fog, I guess, too. There's always the fog.
Well, sometimes there are car accidents, though, we need on the interstates and stuff like that that we have
well,
to report on.
Well, on occasion. Yeah, but I mean, that's a rare. You know, it's not like we, you know, right. We could almost do a daily traffic update.
We could.
And about this time, because by this time, Argus 911 has woke up and they're listening to the scanner.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we had an intern to listen to the scanner.
I know. Their job could just be scanner listening.
Listen to the scanner and then do all the website updating for me so I don't have to.
That'd be awesome.
So long as they put my name on it so I get credit for it. And then I don't get in trouble for not doing my two a day.
I have to figure out what I'm going to write about for today for my two a day.
Oh, I got a good one tomorrow.
Yeah?
I got a good one tomorrow. I got to go take pictures for it.
I could talk about me getting a new dryer. And then I had 8 loads of laundry to catch up on.
Really? Did you go to a laundromat?
No, I did it all at home. Well, because my dryer was not working properly before it broke, like it would literally take 3 times of going an hour at a time before it would dry the clothes completely.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So you can imagine 3 girls at home, all that laundry.
That's a lot of clothes when you have 7 wardrobe updates a day.
Duh.
I know.
You know it. And so now, though, I bought a new used dryer. It is new
to you.
Me. Yes. Yeah. It works fabulously, and I caught up on the laundry. I should have taken a picture of my pile of laundry after it was all dry because I waited to fold it until it was all done. It was a mountain of clothes.
I only had one. The apartments I lived in that did not have laundry in the building,
right?
I would go to the laundromat, mostly in college out in Spearfish. I would go to the laundromat there, and I would go at the deadest time of day, I would sacrifice a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Go to the laundromat with all my laundry. Because you know why? Nobody's there. I can use all the machines all at the same time.
Right. And I thought about
doing
that.
So I could
do
all my laundry in like 2 hours.
But can you imagine carrying all of that laundry in and out of my vehicle to go do? Like that would have taken me forever.
That would have taken a couple trips in your van.
Yeah.
And then it would have broke your van because the load was too heavy.
For real.
1047.com.